Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined once again by Andrew Bell, who's chairman at Red Rock Resources. How are you today, Andrew?
I'm well, thank you.
Okay, Australia seems to be the hottest place in town in terms of the mining sector at the moment. Every other person I interview at the moment seems to be Australian. You're obviously not that yet, but stranger things have happened. Why is Australia hot at the moment, and what is Red Rock Resources doing there at the moment?
Well, it's simple that the Victoria Goldfields, which was the site of a huge mining boom, which is really the making of Australia, certainly the making of Melbourne and those cities in the 1850s, after the next few decades where the material that was near surface was extracted, there had been a century of neglect when everyone was looking in Australia, at Western Australia, and producing gold from there. It has to be said, often slightly simpler structures. But the underground potential, deeper in Victoria, is huge, has always been huge, but has not been properly explored. After all, how strange it would be if fortune had just placed all the gold within a few feet of the surface back in the 1850s and forgotten to put any lower down. So with some Canadian companies with Canadian geological inputs, as well as Australian companies looking at it again, helped by a higher gold price, helped by a more constructive attitude on the part of the Victoria authorities that see that you can actually get a lot of value added from mining. And of course, particularly if you're looking at underground mines, you won't have much of a surface footprint that will create problems in terms of environment. So there's huge potential suddenly now being recognised, and one exemplar of this has been the Kirkland Lakes Fosterville gold mine that's producing at over an ounce a ton.
And how did Red Rock get involved in this area, and what is the involvement?
We got involved because we had already an existing Australian subsidiary we've had for 12 years. It had run out of things to do in the last 2 or 3 years, and we were looking for ways to revive it before our year ended at the end of June. It so happened that an opportunity came along, and this was during lockdown, so we had plenty of time to look at things, and we looked at the opportunity, and it had been introduced through the agency of Power Metal Resources, and we formed a joint venture to take it on. And then, having got the first one, we spent more and more time online and looking at the possibilities, and we actually built up a reasonable position, and we did it just at the right time. If we'd been even a couple of weeks later, we'd have been too late, and we'd been picking up stuff just to say neurology. But we got in there and got really good acreage, and everyone who's looked at it since has seen this as highly potential. Geologists have said, how did you get it? How did you get that position? And the answer, I suppose, is that sometimes, you spend enough years in this business, occasionally you get your timing right.
Well, yeah. So speaking of that issue, Red Rock has been around quite a while. Would it be ironic that, let's say, the latest thing that you got involved in is actually the easiest to get over the line and the most straightforward in terms of shareholder value?
I think you do have recognition of shareholder value if you have something in a jurisdiction like Canada or Australia, particularly, of course, if it's at a time when gold is strong. You have perhaps higher grades available sometimes in, for example, African jurisdictions. Easier to find high-grade deposits, easier to find ground that hasn't been picked up. The compensating disadvantages in those places is that it can take some time to bring things into production because of all kinds of legal impediments and things. Every country has its own problems. In one country like Australia, it might be the environmental. In another country, it might be dealing with governments. But I think we've got a good balance now, and we're certainly very happy to have this in Australia, because coming in at just the right time means you get the value uplift visible almost immediately. And the fact that these would be very easy assets then to list on a stock market. And so Parmetal Resources, and we have got a 43101 report done, which reads extremely well, I think. And we're looking at listing on a Canadian exchange, which is where we think we get the value.
And so, I mean, that is that really what we can expect over the next, well, the rest of 2020? Is that really the run-up to that from Red Rock, or are there other milestones that may be evident as well?
It's a step-by-step process, because in parallel now, we had in parallel the 43101 being prepared, looking at what we might do in terms of work, getting the permitting process through, talking to local residents and so on, and also getting an underwriter on board in Canada and starting to go through the pre-listing process, including possibly a pre-listing placing, and then talking to various companies that had an interest in maybe taking off one or two of our assets or joint venturing on one or two parts of that portfolio. So all these things are running in parallel. We are now sufficiently near the end of the year that, particularly with the lockdown in Victoria and Australia, I think we'd be looking at next year rather than this year for an IPO. But we're working on it.
Okay, well, on that note, Andrew Bell, Chairman at Red Rock Resources, thank you very much indeed for the update.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.